Now we come to the second. But before he comes, there's going to be a preceding time of trouble. Listen to this. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear to my speech. Now, why does he say that? Because of this. Women are more sensitive than men. And actually, they sense a danger before a man does. Every man, every husband, before he goes into a business deal, especially a partnership, ought to let his wife meet the man that's a partner. And if you want a true evaluation of human nature, let your wife be the one that will meet the individual and talk with him. Now, may I say this? I try in my home to maintain the place as the head of the house. But friends, I have discovered over a period of years that I'm no judge of human character. And there have been time after time that my wife has said to me, you misjudge that man or that woman because actually they're a very wonderful person. Or, again, you've misjudged that person. You have confidence in them, and you ought not to have confidence in them because there's something wrong there. And do you know, 9 times out of 10, my wife is right. So I've learned that the best thing to do is to listen to her, that is, every now and then, especially in cases like this. Now, God says that even womanhood in that day will become so insensible they won't even recognize the danger that's coming. That's quite interesting, because there'll be women living in pleasure in that day, and they will not have any sense of the coming judgment. And they are dead even while they live in pleasure. That's the picture that is here. That's tremendous, is it not? Now we come to the third division here, the promise of the Spirit to be poured out in the last days. Will you hear me carefully now? Verse 15. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Now here is a case where you need to pay attention to the development of prophecy in the Word of God. Now when will the Spirit be poured out? In the millennium, when Christ reigns. That's going to be the greatest time a spiritual blessing and turning to Christ. Because you see, he'll be reigning in person. But that doesn't mean every knee is going to bow to him at that time. Every knee will bow to him eventually. But this is a time of testing. And it shall come to pass, Joel mentions it, come to pass afterward, that I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Now, friends, that's not a picture today to go with this prophecy in both Joel and in Acts when Peter quoted it. And he made it very clear. He didn't say it's a fulfillment of prophecy. He says this is that. This is similar to that. In other words, those people in that day were ridiculing these people and saying they were drunk in the morning. That could happen in Los Angeles, but not in that day. They didn't get drunk in the morning. And he's saying that this is going to be like that, which is coming. Now, when will this come? It'll come in the millennium, friends. It'll come in the kingdom when he pours out his Spirit upon all flesh. And on the day of Pentecost, it was only poured out on just a few. But it was similar to that that is to come. And then there was not the thing Joel said would take place in the heavens and on the earth. And then, by the way, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Well, I don't find that today. They're all growing long hair. And it says your old man shall dream dreams. Why, today they've all gone to a retirement place and they're playing golf. I don't find this true today. This was not seen on the day of Pentecost either, and it's not being seen today. This looks forward to the coming kingdom. You see, this is always the danger of pulling out a few verses of Scripture and trying to build a system of prophecy. You just let the Word of God speak to us as God wants to, line upon line, precept upon precept. But folk don't like it that way. But that's the way God gives it to us. This is important. And I would call attention to that.